So, Magi, let's talk about the Christmas story a little bit, shall we? And then we'll go to break. Okay.
Common manger scene, not ours here. But there's the baby, and there's the wise men around it. And look like they have crowns. So we three kings in the Orient. Is that true? Let's go. Let's look at our own, shall we? Next. Okay, here we have this one down here. And there's an angel there. No angel mentioned. Could be angels here, but we don't see them. Sometimes shows with a star overhead. And of course, they're in a stable. Could have the shepherds there, I suppose. So next one. Okay, here are the wise men back here. That's the same picture there. And they're on the way. Could be weeks or months later. That's why they're back there, not up here. Yes. So how many were there? We don't know. And more than one. Yes. Where do three come from?
Three gifts.
Three gifts, tradition. Some traditions even give them names. It could have been three. Were they on camels? It doesn't say. It actually, the most common was walking. Soldiers sometimes had horses. They weren't too common. Could Mary have been on a donkey traveling? Possibly. More likely walking, but possibly. They're from the east. What is east of Jerusalem at that time? Not known as Persia at that time. Do you know the name at that time? It's big. Parthian Empire. Yes. It's the remnants of Persian Empire after surviving Alexander. And they are huge. They are a rival to Rome. So picture this. A company of horsemen have entered Jerusalem from the Parthian Empire. All of Jerusalem is in a turmoil about this. What is going on? We're under Rome. Parthians are coming in. They're wise men with a prophecy. This is crazy. So it did catch it. So I don't mean to have us go mess somebody's nativity scene up. But it's good to know. It's good to know. Because a lot of times the Bible just doesn't say. So let's go back to the next one. Is back to this scene. Was it in a stable? Anybody know? Was it in a stable? Yes, that's what the manger is. Yes. Could have been stone. Could have been wood. It's a feeding trough. But where? Where? Could have been in a cave. Yes. Could it have been in a house? No? Actually, the common thought is they went to the inn, which, you know, the Motel 6, whatever, and were turned away. It doesn't really say that. In fact, this is not the most common word for a public inn. This is more like the upper room where the disciples stayed after. It's the same word. This is a room. And you could have had the animal trough downstairs, where there were sometimes animals, and the people upstairs. We just don't know. But the assumption that it was a stable, it doesn't say. Were they traveling, just the two of them? Mary on a donkey, and she's in the end of her ninth or third trimester, and she just barely gets there in time, and it's just the two of them, and who's delivering the child? Joseph? I'll tell you what's more likely. Same chapter, 2, when every year Mary and Joseph went up to Jerusalem for the, I say up because Jerusalem's up the hill. They went up from Nazareth to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. And on the way back, they don't know where their son is. And they travel about a day's journey, and they're looking throughout their relatives and acquaintances among the company. You didn't travel alone. It wasn't safe. You got that? Family is huge. So when Mary and Joseph arrived at this time, they probably came with family, and they probably had a midwife, aunts, sisters, uncles. I know it doesn't say that, but we tend to read things in that are really unlikely in the culture of the time. No. And they didn't have to be there on a certain day. Just had to be there. So when the family was ready to go, they all went. And she didn't give birth that night or the next day necessarily. Probably in her third trimester, but we don't know how far along. Could have been in a house. But a lot of these assumptions that we make about, well, it was in a stable, we don't know. So just a few, maybe I'll have a few more next week. I find these are fun. I don't want to just destroy people's nativity scene, whatever. But leave people alone. Let them have their stories. They're harmless. But a lot of times, things we do believe about what the Bible says, they're really important. And we have to find out, what did the Bible really say about this? Because it can make the difference in lives and our walk with God and things like that. So these are fairly harmless. They're interesting to me about the Parthian Empire and the background with the wise men. The influence that Daniel had in the Babylonian and Persian Empire on the wise men and upon the kings, and that being passed down. And these are the wise men being God-inspired and Daniel-inspired to come at this time. God just works all this out. It's amazing.